Tonight's episode of the X Podcast is brought to you by Native. This is K-Town. I'm going to take you through some of the most creepy, chilling, and downright terrifying experiences you've ever heard. This is the X Podcast. Listener discretion is advised. All right, thank you for joining me tonight for another edition of the X Podcast. I am your host, K-Town. And before we get started, I wanted to let you know that we're going to get back on our Patreon account and put exclusive shows over there for you guys to listen to and enjoy. Except we've lowered the price. To get everybody over there, you can now access our Patreon backlog for only $3 a month. If you want to join, just go to Patreon, patreon.com/TheXPodcast to sign up. $3 and you're in. Now, let's get on with the show. Some people that love works of art believe that they truly have influence over us. Usually, it causes a surge of thoughts and emotions running through our brains, bringing us to tears or laughter. But according to some people, there are artwork which can cause some truly undesirable effects. That's because some paintings are believed to be the cause of paranormal activity, unfortunate luck, and even death. So if you ever wanted to collect art, these paintings you will certainly want to stay the hell away from. Here are a few of them. The first one up is The Crying Boy. In the 1950s, Italian artist Giovanni Bragolin painted over 65 portraits of Italian orphans crying, which he sold as souvenirs to tourists in the wake of the Second World War. During the 1950s, the painting went on to become one of the most popular mass-produced series of prints in England. But it was not until the 1980s that any particular strangeness was associated with them. Starting from 1985, it was claimed that firefighters were finding completely undamaged copies of The Crying Boy amongst the ashes and rubbles of burned-down houses, and it was always laying face down on the floor. In over 50 house fires, The Crying Boy paintings were claimed to have completely avoided fiery destruction, and always they ended up the same position, face down. It was also reported that homes which had copies of the painting were prone to a higher rate of house fires than usual. Theories range from the little boy being a gypsy child whose family had placed a curse on the artist. Some claimed that the child had died in a fire and his spirit was trapped in the painting. The most enduring story claimed that the crying boy accidentally set fire to the studio of the artist who had painted him, for which the child's parents had also been killed in the blaze. Wherever the little orphan went, fires mysteriously followed, earning him the nickname Diablo, or the Devil. The boy supposedly survived to early adulthood, but was tragically killed when his car crashed and burst into flames. And from then onwards, it was his image that carried on his cursed fascination with fire. Is it true that these houses are burning down that have the original or even copies of this painting hanging on its walls? And are you ready to get one and find out? Next up, we have a very strange and creepy picture painted by a Ukrainian artist. It's called The Rain Woman. The artist revealed that she made it in just 5 hours, and all while someone seemed to draw with her own hand, or some unknown power was forcing her to do it. And even before she came up with the idea to create this painting, she felt like she was being watched for a period of 6 months. All buyers returned it with complaints of insomnia, anxiety, and feelings of being watched. The first purchaser was a lonely businesswoman. She hung it on a wall in her bedroom, and after just 2 weeks, the artist got an urgent call from the lady late in the middle of the night, stating, "Please take it back. I can't sleep. It feels like there is someone else in my apartment besides me. I even took it off the wall and hid it behind the cupboard, but still I have this feeling." The second purchaser was a young man. He too couldn't stand it. He brought it back to the artist without even taking his money back. He said that he kept dreaming that every night there was a shadow woman walking around his room. He stated that it was sending him mad, and he was extremely afraid of it. The third male was completely skeptical and didn't believe what was rumored to be happening with it, but he too quickly returned the painting and stated that he started seeing the lady in the painting's white eyes everywhere. He also claimed to have intense headaches while being in the same room with it. Many believe the painting is evil and cursed by the artist or something else. The next painting is called The Hands Resist Him. This piece of art is considered to be many of the most famous haunted paintings in history. Painted in 1972 by Bill Stoneham, it depicts a young boy staring straight ahead and a scary-looking female doll standing in front of a glass door with many hands pressed against it. It was first sold by an art gallery in 1974, and it's said that the owner of the gallery, the buyer, and an art critic who had written about it were all dead within a year. It was put up for auction on eBay in 2000 and sold for $1,025. And at that time, Bill Stoneham said he wasn't aware of its haunting or any reasons for it. Many people reported strange occurrences by merely viewing the painting online. Some people said they felt nauseous, faint, dizzy, or irrationally terrified when looking at the image, while others complained that their children would sometimes run away screaming when they saw it, or that infants would cry in its presence. A few online viewers claimed that their printers would malfunction when they tried to download the image. Even more ominous, there were those who reported hearing eerie, disembodied voices or feeling hot gusts of air when looking at the painting. Blanking out for long periods of time or being gripped by some unseen force, like some invisible hands grabbing you, or even having their mind controlled by some mysterious entity. All right, now I want to talk to you about something that may be a little uncomfortable, but very necessary. We have to be diligent now to take care of our health. And I mean, in terms of the products that we use every day. That's why I want to introduce you to Native. Native has simple, safe, and effective products that people use in their bathroom every day. With over 8,000 five-star reviews, the ingredients in their products are trusted and the performance is unmatched. Formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc, all of their ingredients are natural, such as coconut oil and shea butter. No animal testing ever, and they offer free shipping and returns. Our team here at the X Podcast uses Native deodorant, and we can tell you that it works. People absolutely love this deodorant. You can check them out in Today Show, Elle Magazine, Pop Sugar, Refinery 29, and many more. We've all heard the term less is more, and in this case, it's absolutely true. They have fewer, simpler ingredients, so you know everything that's in their deodorant. And your health is worth it. As we know, aluminum may be linked to some serious health ramifications, and you won't have to worry about that because Native is aluminum-free, so you know it's safe and effective. They've got variety covered for men and women, plus they release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. Or maybe you want it unscented, and you can get that. And they also have baking soda-free formula for those with sensitivities. You owe it to yourself to check it out, and we use it here with absolutely no complaints. And right now, you can get 20% off your first purchase by visiting nativedeodorant.com and using the promo code KTOWN during checkout. Again, to get 20% off your first purchase, please visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code KTOWN during checkout. Remember that by supporting Native, you are supporting the X Podcast. Again, to get 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code KTOWN during checkout. The next painting is called Love Letters. This painting is hanging inside the Driscoll Hotel in Austin, Texas, and it's famous for its haunted reputation and is a regular stop-off for paranormal tourists from around the world. Of all of the many ghost stories connected to the hotel, the most well-known is that of Samantha Houston, the four-year-old daughter of a U.S. senator. During her stay at the hotel in 1887, Samantha tragically fell to her death while chasing a ball down the main staircase. The painting Love Letters, which hangs in the hotel, does not actually depict Samantha, but is said to be haunted by her spirit nonetheless. Sightings of a little girl playing with a ball have been seen throughout that hotel. Staff and guests have reported that the painting makes them feel dizzy and nauseous, while others have experienced a sensation of being lifted into the air while standing in front of it. Some even claim that the painting is trying to communicate with them, believing that if you stand in front of it long enough, that the little girl's expression will change. The next painting is by the famous artist Edvard Munch, and is called The Dead Mother. Edvard Munch is most famous for his painting The Scream, and he's an overall dark individual. Munch had been driven nearly insane by his upbringing in a house of an abusive religious fanatic of a father. After the tragic death of his mother and sister by tuberculosis when he was only 5 years old, The Dead Mother seems to reflect some of the despair and insanity at that moment in time, with these elements congealing to the form what can only be described as a truly disturbing painting to look at. It depicts a young girl with her back turned to the bed on which her dead mother lies, as she holds her hands to her ears and displays a wide open expression of utter disbelief. Munch himself said of his work, in his typical way, that sickness, madness, and death were the black angels who watched over his cradle. Already creepy enough then, this shit gets even creepier. People who have owned this painting claim that the girl's eyes incessantly follow them, that the sheets on the mother's bed in the painting would rustle or move, or even the girl's apparition would occasionally leave the painting altogether. Next up, we have the painting Man Proposes and God Disposes by Edwin Henry Landseer. The painting itself depicts a gruesome scene, an imagined ending to the Sir John Franklin's expedition in 1845 that disappeared without a trace. However, that isn't the only mystery related to this piece of art. The picture is housed at Royal Holloman, University of London, where it is covered with a Union flag every exam season. The reason behind it? Rumors that in the 1970s, one student committed suicide after staring at the painting. He allegedly left a note behind saying, "The polar bears made me do it." Other students reported feeling uneasy and upset while sitting next to it. And last, we have The Anguished Man. The artist, unknown, managed to come up with one hell of a terrifying painting. It was allegedly kept for 25 years in the attic of the grandmother of a man named Sean Robinson. The grandmother had always made odd claims about the painting, such as the painter had mixed his own blood in with the paint when creating his work of art, and that he had committed suicide right after he completed it. The grandmother also claimed that voices can be heard screaming or crying when the blood-infused painting was viewed, and that a somewhat threatening, shadowy, spectral shape could be seen in its vicinity, which convinced her that it was haunted by the artist and was the main reason it had been tucked away in her attic for all those years. In 2010, Robison inherited the painting from his grandmother upon her death, and allegedly, almost immediately, his family was beset by weird happenings and harassed by some type of strange force that had invaded their house. Robison claimed that upon acquiring the anguished man, his son had been pushed down the stairs by unseen hands, and that his wife often felt something stroking her hair. He also claimed there were numerous instances of poltergeist activity. The whole family also heard the screaming and the crying that his grandmother had described, and that they too spotted the mysterious, shadowy figure lurking near the painting. The anguished man gained the most notoriety when Robison decided to set up a camera near the painting to record the paranormal activity and then loaded it up to YouTube. The video shows various instances of alleged ghostly activity, such as the painting just falling to the floor, doors slamming shut, and even smoke rising from the painting itself. We can be moved to tears, reduced to a depressed wreck, be given inspiration, uplifted, or disgusted, and experience the whole spectrum of emotion by merely looking at paint on a canvas. However, can paintings have other influences over us and our world as well? Are there times when the artist has channeled some type of power beyond our understanding? The people that have come in contact with these paintings would answer yes. That's it for this edition. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. This is K-Town, and I'll see you next time on The X Podcast.